First John. If you got to say amen. First John, first chapter, verse 1. It says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Come on and give God some praise. I want to spend a few moments on words of life. God is life. God is truth. God is righteousness. God is peace. God is love. And there's none greater than this one. And you and I, we have fellowship with him through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by the Holy Ghost. So that means that you and I are constantly, every day of our lives, moving and flowing through the Trinity. So we have God with us, we have the Son with us, and we have the Holy Ghost that's directing us, leading us, and guiding us, and keeping us. It says from the beginning. Here talking about the ministry of Christ. From the beginning of his ministry, he declared the Father. From the beginning of our inception into Christ Jesus, we are supposed to show forth the goodness and the mercy of God. Jesus went about preaching. He went about teaching. He went about testifying. He went about doing the work of God. We have to do the same thing today. He said, I've heard. In other words, they hearken to something. To hear something, you got to hearken to something. You got to come to it got to come to your ears, and you got to understand it. A lot of people hear things, but they don't understand it. A lot of people know this word, but they don't understand it. Not only, the Bible says, don't be just hearers only, but be ye doers also of this word. So that means that you got to live this lifestyle that God has given us. These are words of life. It's in you and I. It's been given unto us by the Spirit of God. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to let those words of life flow from our innermost being to somebody else. God said, my word shall not come back unto me, void, or my life shall not come back unto me, void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper the thing whereto I send it. God gave you and I his words of life. His life is in us, glory to God. And God said, it's going to accomplish that which is pleased. It's going to accomplish in your life salvation, but God wants you to move on and do like Jesus. Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also, but greater than these shall you do. That means that you got to encourage somebody. You got to talk good about somebody. You got to lift somebody up. You got to comfort somebody. You got to give them the words of life. And believe you not, these words of life that you give somebody will rejuvenate their soul and lift them up. Why? Because it's the truth of God and it comes from God. Hallelujah. Come on and give me some praise. John is saying, we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes. To see means to proceed, to become aware of one's mind, achieving understanding. We got to take on the mind of Christ. And we got to let God, the Holy Ghost, give us the revelation knowledge of what God wants us to do. We can't do this thing on our own. He said, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. We are able to do this. Why? Because God enables us to do it. Not man, but God enabled us to do this. You can read the scriptures till it's coming out of your ears. But if you don't believe it, it's no good. If you don't understand it, you can't use it. If you don't know him, I'm not talking about just know him in the power of his salvation, but you got to get to know God every day. You got to get to know him today. You got to get him to know the next moment. You got to get to know God from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from walk to walk, from top to top. You got to get to know God, because in every circumstance, every situation, you're going to need him, glory to God. And God's got the answers to all problems. He's got the answers to all the provision that we have need of. But you got to understand, glory to God, that you are ear and a joint ear with Jesus Christ, that you are, glory to God, the Son of God, that you are all power in heaven and earth, that power that's invested on the inside of us, those words of life. That's why you can encourage somebody. That's why you can lift them up. That's why you can rejuvenate their soul, because the words of life is true and it's full of righteousness of God. Hallelujah. People always coming around talking gloom and doom. People want to hear more than how many policemen was in your neighborhood yesterday. Hako Shaka. They want to be lifted up. They can see all of that junk on TV. They can hear it on their car radio. They can even see it on the computers, cell phones. But the words of life, they got to look up on it, glory to God. And when they look up on you and I, they're supposed to see Christ. They're supposed to see some joy. They're supposed to see some peace. They're supposed to see, glory to God, some comfort. That's what they're looking for. They know about all the gloom and doom, but what they want to know about is, how can I be delivered? How can I be saved? How can I be lifted up? How can I be blessed? How can I do better than what I am? You ought to encourage somebody. Tell them every once in a while how good they look, glory to God. Tell them, glory to God, that God loved him. You ought to hug them sometimes, glory to God. Why? Because that's the words of life that God has given to all of us. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Paul said, John said, we have seen it. I've become aware. I've seen it. The scripture said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not, the Son shall not see what? Life. But the wrath of God abideth on him. The words of life abided in us, and we know this because God has given us his spirit. He said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, that means that you can ask anything in my name, believing. You say, well, I haven't seen him, God, like what John is talking about here. Yes, you have. You holding it with two of your hands right now. Some of you got it laying on your lap. And all of us is written up on our hearts. That's the words of life. Glory to God. That which is supposed to be flowing for us, that's that river of living water that flows from us. Glory to God. But you got to have the understanding that it's not for you only. Glory to God. But it's for those that are lost. It's for those that are sick. It's for those that are not saved. Glory to God. It's for everybody. God came. He said, I came not to condemn this world, but I came to save it. Glory to God. And I'm going to raise up a people. And we are that people. We must go forth by the power of God, and we must display, we must preach, God, we must testify. We got to tell somebody, I'm a child of God. We got to let somebody know that they don't have to stay in their darkness. We got to tell somebody that there is a better way, glory to God. We got to lift them up and cast out that enemy that's in them, that's trying to kill them and pull them down. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it says, our eyes which we have looked upon and our hands handled, looked upon to see with purpose, to see with a strong desire. See, a lot of people's desires are not strong enough to seek after God. How you going to look upon him and tell you, seek him? It says, seek and ye shall find. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Knock and God will open up. He said, I'll hold back no good thing for those that walk upright before me. And a call according to what? My purpose. God has put his purpose in us. And God wants us to look into this perfect book of liberty, and which is his word. And he wants us to display this word. He wants us to give it to somebody else. They ain't going to just reach up in clear blue sky and get it, glory to God. It's got to come from you and I. They ain't going to get it from the politician. They ain't going to get it from the senator. They ain't going to get it from no lawyer. They ain't going to get it from a doctor. They're going to get it from the children of God. The one that God has raised up and put the words of life into your body, glory to God. Into your spirit, into your mind. This is the mind of Christ. And Christ wants us to give it out, glory to God. He wants us to tell somebody how good he is. He wants us to tell somebody that God saved me. He wants us to tell somebody that God blessed me yesterday. He wants us to tell somebody that God healed me. He wants to tell somebody that God brought me out, glory to God. He wants us to tell somebody that I almost had an accident, but God saved me. That's the words of life. And when you give those words up, it'll bring forth life unto God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. John said, we done handled him. That means to seek after God, to feel the moving of his spirit. When the men of God was coming into the temple at the gate that was called Beautiful. They was about to come in or go into the temple. When they were stopped by this man, that's every day he's there asking for alms. Just like the ones we see out here on the corner holding up the signs. Jesus loved them just as much as he loved you. And they stopped Peter and John. He was asking for alms. I'm paraphrasing. And Peter and John fixed their eyes up on the man. In other words, they looked upon him. Hallelujah. But they looked up on him with power. And they told the man, they said, look up on us. In other words, pay attention to what's about to happen in your life. People are looking for a change in their life. They ain't going to find it outside. They ain't going to find it on their jobs. They ain't going to find it from no intellectual. They ain't going to find it in no book, glory to God. But they are looking for it. And we are in place so that they can see it, glory to God. And Peter and John looked up on the man, and Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I to thee. Peter was saying, I don't have any money. I don't have any jewelry. I don't have any diamond. I don't have any gold, but I got something better, glory to God. He reached out his hand and took his hand and he lifted him up. You got to encourage somebody. When he lifted him up, that was encouragement. You got to encourage somebody. You got to reach out to him, glory to God. And when he reached out, he took his hand and he rose up, glory to God. And the Bible said that his ankle bones regained strength, glory to God. And the man went leaping and jumping. Why? Because the words of life was imparted unto him. When you impart these words of life unto somebody, it's not only going to rejuvenate them in the present, but it's going to rejuvenate them in the future, glory to God. Because the word of God is eternal, the Bible says, and it goes to and fro, up and down in this earth every day, looking for to bring somebody into life. Hallelujah. People look for everything but good. A child of God has got to be looking for good all the time. Not man's good, because the scripture said there's no good thing dwelleth in the flesh. But we got to look with that strong desire that's on the inside of us. See, you got to have a strong desire for God. You might have God on living on the inside, but how much are you proclaiming his name? Who have you told you love them lately? Who have you helped lately? Glory to God. That's what we got to look at. The words of life is in there. When you look at it in that manner, glory to God, you'll begin to rise up. Why? Because it's the word that will begin to lift you up and begin to enlighten your mind to let you know that you're supposed to be on that job testifying, glory to God, that you're supposed to be about the Father's business, lifting up somebody, that you're supposed to be about the Father's business, telling somebody about the love of God instead of telling him about what you heard yesterday on the news, the 6 o'clock news. Everybody listen to every hour of that news. They start at 4 o'clock and they go to 5 and they go to 6 and 7 and all the way up to 11 o'clock and 11:30 it's over, and then they cut the TV off. They don't want to see anything else. But I'm here to tell you today, glory to God, that you got to let them know that there's something better than all of that stuff, glory to God, and it's the words of life, and you got to give it to them. They ain't gonna see it on no TV, glory to God. They'll see a lot of protocol. They'll see a lot of this and that, but it's got to come directly from those that God has raised up, and God has raised you and I up to carry forth this word of life. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. It says, "For that life was manifested, and we have seen it." You can have it on the inside, but it's made to be manifest. It's made to be manifest. Jesus said, "Ask anything in my name, and it'll be manifest if you believe it." And you said, "Well, I believe it, but it didn't come." Well, you got to keep on believing. The Bible says, "Keep on seeking." You can't just seek in 1 moment and say, "Oh, well, it didn't come, so I quit." God ain't no quitter. Jesus came, he went all the way to Calvary. He shed his blood. Every drop of it was for you and I. The words of life that covered the multitudes of sin of the sons that was lost, he came to retrieve. This life is on the inside of you and I. It's made to flow. It's made to move. It's made to bring forth more life, glory to God. And when somebody hear your words of encouragement, it will rejuvenate their soul, just like it rejuvenated Elizabeth. And when she heard the salutation of Mary, the Bible said that the babe leaped in her stomach, glory to God. This is a future word. This is a present word. This life is sustaining. This life is bringing forth life, glory to God. But you got to let it flow from your innermost being. It's not just made for you only, but you got to give it out to somebody else. God, that's how the body's going to come forth, that we got to give out these words of life. It ain't going to come out of the ground. It ain't going to fall out of the sky. It ain't going to fall off the TV, glory to God, but it's going to come forth from your innermost being. And when they see that light, they'll see it, and it'll be manifested. When the man got up and walked, the words of life was manifested in his life, and the Bible said he went leaping and walking and running. Why? Because he was rejoicing. And glory to God in those words of life. He has something more better than silver and gold. He didn't have to sit at the gate no more. Now he can go get him a job. Glory to God. You got to give somebody these words of life so it will lift them up and carry them through. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. People are walking around looking for something special. We got the most special thing in our lives. They looking for this and they looking for that. We got to let them know that they're looking in the wrong direction. Paul, John, and Peter told the man, "Look on us." We got to let somebody, this world, to let them know that they supposed to look on us, glory to God. And when they look up on you and I, they supposed to see the glory of God. They supposed to see peace. They supposed to see joy. They don't supposed to see gloom and doom. Don't you know if you got a lot of gloom and doom in your spirit, don't you know people can feel that spirit, glory to God? But if you got some joy in that, it'll draw people to you, glory to God, because they know that there's something different about you. They know, they say, "Well, I know I ain't going to find no gloom here. I don't know why. But something is drawing me to this person. And when they come to you, glory to God, and when you begin to expound, and when you begin to tell them that God loved them, that God died for them, that God can keep them, that God can sustain them, that God can deliver them, that God can bring them out, glory to God, that God can carry them through every circumstance and every situation, and that life will rejuvenate their soul, and they will begin to leap just like the blind, the lame man. They'll begin to walk, glory to God. They can come out of their problems, and they can begin to lift up Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on and give it some praise. John said, I don't handle this word. That means it's done manifested in my life because I kept on believing. I don't handle it. It done healed my body. And once the word of God does something for you according to your faith and your belief, it sticks with you. That's the word of life. And it's future. So that means the next time if you happen to get sick, then you're going to revert back to that last time when Jesus healed you. And you ain't going to have no problem believing. Hakoshaka. You're going to lift up Christ. And immediately, glory to God, you will be healed. That lame man, he didn't know what Peter had. But Peter encouraged him by reaching out his hands. You got to reach out to somebody and lift them up and encourage people. Glory to God. And speak life unto them. You got to have a smile on your face instead of frowns, glory to God. It takes so many frowns. They tell me it takes 13 or 26 or something to frown. But it don't take but a few, glory to God, to smile. Why? Because there's goodness in a smile. There's genuineness in a smile, glory to God. People don't want to see you poked out your lips like you've been sucking in a pot, glory to God. Fat meat bubbling in a pot. They want to see some joy. They want to know why you laughing. They want to know why you looking so calm. They want to know why you're so confident. You got to tell them, I got something better than what you're going through. And if you look up on me, in other words, if you listen to me, you'll be able to handle what I'm handling, glory to God. And when they listen, they'll receive it, and it'll bring them out of their darkness. Hallelujah. Come on and give them some praise. Paul said, John said this about the words of life. He said, for the life was manifested and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That eternal life manifested unto you and I. So don't worry about the problems you're going through. Don't worry about the situation and circumstances. Jesus got it all under control. When he came, he took care of all of that stuff. He carried to Calvary. And he gave us the authority to rebuke, to pull down, tear down strongholds in our lives. See, that's what we're supposed to be busy about. Not that other kind of busybody, you know, gossiping and all that stuff and talking all this junk. And people talk so much gloom and doom, it puts fear in people's heart. And they don't know which way to turn. They reasoning with themselves. That's the old nature. And they don't know which way to turn. These are the ones that God is sending you and I to. And let me tell you something, if you're not doing it, if you're a child of God, God is going to give you some company. You don't think you don't want glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, all you got to do is open up your mouth and begin to display the word that's on the inside of you. And you'll be surprised. It'll begin to manifest. You might not see it right then, glory to God. But someday they might come back and thank you for telling them a good word, glory to God, come back for thanking you. They'll come back and tell you, because of this word, I decided to find Jesus Christ, and I came unto him, and he saved me. Because of this word, I believed him, and I started going to church, glory to God, because of this word. After I got in church and began to praise God and began to find out about him, one day I got sick, just like the man that was lame at the gate. One day I got sick, but I remember that word that you encouraged me with it. And I leaned up on that word of life, and it healed my body, glory to God. Now I'm able to tell somebody about Christ. Now I'm able to lift him up. Now I'm able to rejuvenate somebody else. Now I'm able to smile. Now I'm able to go forth. Now I'm able to walk right. Now I'm able to do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. Praise God. Come on and give us some praise. Peter said, silver and gold have I none. The man was only asking for alms, some money. He'd been coming there every day for a long period of time. Lame. Going home the same way. Lame. Why? Because the silver and the gold that he was receiving couldn't heal him. But the words of life walked up on the scene in Peter and John, and they began to tell the man, I don't have any money. We don't have any money. We're just like you when it comes to that, but we got something better than that. I got some life for you today. You got to let people know you got some life for them today. I don't know about you, but when people come around me talking gloom and doom, I just take a hike. I got another explanation when they come around me talking gloom and doom. You try to tell them about, and let me tell you something, you try to tell them about the word of God, some of them they don't want to hear. But let me tell you something else. They hear it whether you think they don't hear. They might go away. Why? Because their flesh can't understand the things of God. It don't want to understand righteousness. So it will tell that person to take a walk. But it don't make any difference. God said, you just planted. You just watered. I'll give the increase. People going around trying to save somebody. You can't save nobody. Can't save yourself. Only Christ can save you. Only Christ can redeem us. Only these words of life that's in us is going to carry us. It's going to carry us the rest of the day. It's going to keep a lot of us from accident. It's going to keep a lot of us from getting sick. It's going to keep a lot of us, glory to God, from falling down. It's going to keep all of us from falling back, glory to God. It's going to make us walk upright to the day. If we keep our minds stayed up on him, the scripture said, we shall in him have perfect peace, glory to God, whose mind is stayed up on him. You got to keep your mind on Christ Jesus. You got to keep your mind on the words of life. And when you keep your mind on the words of life, you can go forth, glory to God, as a good soldier, glory to God, lifting up Jesus Christ, lifting up that blood stain banner, glory to God. And when you lift him up, he said, I draw all men unto me. When you lift him up, God said, I'll take care of all of your situations. When you lift him up, you're letting God know that in him you abide, and in him you move and live and have your being. Hallelujah. Everybody standing. Words of life. In the word of God, the word of God is made up of words. And in him is that life. And God has the answer to everything that we have need of. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing too great. You know, for that's the only way that we can even think of. Sometimes we try to think that this is too hard for God. No, it's not too hard for God. He took everything. He overcame so that we can be overcomers. So therefore, nothing is too hard for you and I. We're going to have an argument or a brush with the flesh. But guess what? God overcame the flesh. That's why he told him, he said, don't touch me yet. I have not been glorified. In other words, we're going to have a glorified body like God. But right now, we got to fight the good fight. Right now, we got to tell the devil, glory to God. And I ain't talking about Satan. Everybody talking about that devil. I'm talking about the old nature, glory to God. The one that is asunder. The one that Jesus said in the beginning, you was a murderer, glory to God. You are the father of lies. That's the one I'm talking about, glory to God. That old nature that will hold you down and keep you, glory to God. But we got the words of life on the inside, and it's contending with that old man. And the words of life are much greater. The words of life are more powerful. The words of life will rejuvenate you. The words of life will bring you forth, glory to God, and you begin to lift up the Son of God and praise his holy name. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. If you just need God to touch you, glory to God. Holy Ghost. Yea, I'm not a God that I should lie. Yea, I gave forth the life in my Son. And yea, he came and he gave forth that life unto destruction. But yea, he took it up again by my power, said God. And yea, when he took up and when he rose up, ye arose with him. And now ye have that power in you, said God. And yea, you must tell someone that this power is in you. And yea, ye must let it go. And yea, ye must comfort somebody. Yea, ye must tell them that ye love them. Did not my Son love? Yea, he loved all the way to Calvary. And yea, he died, but the love didn't die. But he rose up, glory to God, said God. And yea, this love is in thee, my children. And yea, it's waxing strong in thee. And yea, thou art able to pull down the stronghold. Yea, look into it, said God. Seek my face and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Ask of things of me, and yea, I shall show it unto thee, said God. For I'm a great God, and yea, my word shall go forth, and yea, it shall pull down the strongholds in your life. It shall keep you, and it shall sustain you. Why? Because I am the God of love, the God of peace, the God of righteousness. I am your God, and I do abide in thee, said God. Yea, even when you're in trouble, and yea, when you don't hear my name, yea, I'm there, said God. Have I ever left thee? Neither have I forsake thee, said God. Yea, I shall continue, and I shall lift thee up, and I shall deliver thee. So praise me now, herewith, said God, and lift me up this day and this hour, and yea, I shall bring thee forth out of your problem, said God. Come on and give me some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.